So let's review. Zok de Mishnah, Nachri Shehil Ves Yisrael Al Chemtzoy Acher HaPesach, Mutar Bahano. If a non-Jew lends money to a Jew before Pesach, with the Jew's chametz as security, when the Jew defaults on the loan, the chametz is considered to have belonged to the Nachri the entire time, and is therefore Mutar Bahano after Pesach. V'Yisrael Shehil Ves Nachri Al Chemtzoy Acher HaPesach Aser Bahano. If a Jew lends money to a non-Jew before Pesach, using the Nachri's chametz as security, when the Nachri defaults on the loan, the chametz is considered to have been owned by the Jew the entire time, and is therefore aser b'hanah after Pesach. Itmar, Abaya Amar, Bal chayv l'mafrei hu goyva, v'rava Amar, mikan l'abba hu goyva. In a case where an item is designated as security on the loan, and the borrower defaults on the loan, Abaya considers the lender to be the owner of the item retroactively from the time of the loan. Therefore, the lender had the right to sell it or give it to Hekdesh from the time of the loan. Rava holds that the lender only becomes the owner at the time of the default of the loan, because the borrower could have paid money up until the time of the default. Therefore, the lender had no right to sell it or make it Hekdesh before that time. The Gemara asks two questions on Rava. First, in a case where Reuven Shemachar Sada L'Shimon Ba'achrayis was a kaf in the love b'milva, Reuven sold the field to Shimon with a guarantee that if the field is ever taken from Shimon, he would reimburse Shimon for the value of the field. And instead of paying for the field up front, Shimon wrote up a shtar that he owes Reuven the money. If Reuven dies and his creditor tries to take the field from Shimon, who pays the creditor off with money, Reuven's children can say that the money Shimon owed them was not indebted to their father's creditor because metalkel diyasmi labal chayv lemishtabdi. Movable property of Yisayim is not mortgaged to the creditor. As a result, Shimon would still have to pay the Yisayim what he owes them, the purchase price of the field. Rava suggested that if Shimon is smart, he would have the Yisayim collect the land itself instead of money as payment for the land. He can then take the land back from them based on the guarantee that Reuven had given him. The Gemara points out that this would seem to work only if we say, a creditor becomes the owner of the security retroactively. Shimon can't collect from the Yisayimim since the land that they took from Shimon is considered to have belonged to their father the entire time, which would mean that the land is considered to be land that their father had left them and not new land that they had bought. However, Rava himself holds Mikanu La'abahu Geiva. The creditor only becomes the owner of the security after the default. Therefore, the land that the Yisayimim collect should be considered their own land and not be subject to collection from Shimon. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, the Amar Lohu, Ki Heched de Mishtabnu La'avuchain, Mishtabnu Nami L'bal Choyv Da'avuchain. Shimon could tell the orphans that just like the land is mortgaged to pay Reuven, it is also mortgaged to pay Reuven's creditors, and Shimon is also one of Reuven's creditors. Therefore, he can take back the land as the guarantee. This works based on Shibud Reb Nosson. If A owes B money and B owes C money, C can collect directly from A. In our case, Shimon is in the position of both A and C. Second, in our Mishnah, we say that chametz which is used as security on a loan that is defaulted on after Pesach is considered to be in the possession of the lender throughout Pesach, indicating that l'mafreyuhu gaiva, the security belongs to the lender from the time of the loan. The Gemara answers, hachamayaskinon kishahirhinu etzloi. The Mishnah is speaking of a case where the borrower actually gave it to the lender to keep in his possession in advance. In such a case, it is considered to be owned by the lender from the time of the loan. Let's continue first with Amar Reb Yitzchok. Minayin lebal chayv shekoin demashkin. From where do we learn that the creditor acquires the collateral? Shenema, Hashiv toshiv loy es ha'avoid kevoy ha'shemesh v'shachav b'sal nosei uberachecho ulochote yitzdoko lefnei Hashem lekecha. Im ina koin demashkin tzedoka minayin. If it's not considered to be owned by the lender, returning the garment would not be considered a charitable act on his part. Mikan lebal chayv shekoin demashkin. This pasuk teaches that we view the creditor as the owner of the collateral. Lema ketanoi. There is a brisa that at first seems to be a machlekes tanoim about the same issue as the machlekes of Abaya and Rava. However, the Gemara explains it otherwise. The brisa says, Yisrael shehilva lanachri al chametzoi. If a Jew lent money to a non-Jew before Pesach, and hirhidner etzloi, the nachri deposited his chametz with the Yisrael as collateral. The Tanakhama says, la'achar ha-Pesach, when the Jew collects the chametz after Pesach, it is not aser b'hanah because he is not considered to have owned the chametz during Pesach. even though Balchayv Kain Mashkin, we view the creditor as the owner of a collateral, that is only true when the creditor and debtor are both Jewish. But Yisrael, Minachri Leikana, a Jew does not acquire the collateral from a non-Jew. Remeir holds Aver. It does become Asabahana because Yisrael mi Yisrael Kani, Yisrael Minachri Leikalashkin. If one Jew acquires the collateral from another Jew, he certainly acquires it from a non-Jew. Therefore, it becomes Chametz She'over Lava Pesach in the possession of the Yisrael. Nachri Shehovel Yisrael Al Chametzai. If a Nachri lent money to a Yisrael, even if the Yisrael deposited the Chametz with the Nachri, La'achar Pesach Devrei HaKoil Over, everybody agrees it is Asabahana after Pesach because Vadai Nachri Mi Yisrael Loikani. A Nachri certainly does not acquire the collateral of a Yisrael. Therefore, it belonged to the Yisrael throughout Pesach and became Chametz She'over Lava Pesach. Although regarding this very case, our Mishnah says that the Chametz is Mutar Bahana, we must differentiate and say that the Mishnah is speaking of the Amar Le Me'achshav. The Yisrael, the borrower, explicitly said to the Nachri, the lender, that in case of default, he shall take ownership of the Chametz retroactively. The Brice is speaking of the Lo Yom Le Me'achshav, he did not so specify. Zog the Mishnah. Chametz shenafal of Mapoilis, harehu kumivur. If a building collapsed on Chametz, the Tanakhama considers it to be destroyed. Pshimingam Leiloimer, kol she'in ha'kelev yochel l'chapes acharav. Pshimingam qualifies that this is only true if the Chametz is so deeply buried that a dog would not be able to find it. Amar Rav Chisda, v'tzor she'ivata b'liboy. Even though the Chametz is considered already destroyed, he still needs to do bitl Chametz. Rashi explains, because the rubble might be removed during Pesach. The Gemara explains that a dog can reach up until 3 tefachim deep. More than that is beyond his ability to sniff out. When it comes to a shemachinim, guarding somebody's money, he only has to bury it 1 tefach deep in the ground to have done a good job guarding it, since all he has to do is cover it up so that it is not seen.